Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Warren Houston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is hit by the pitch. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Kramer moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro strikes out. There goes Melillo. The throw from Brucker and Melillo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brucker scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Houston juggles the ball. That's an error on Houston. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Peters reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Markham. Finney moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desodles moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Chapman moves to third. Eric McNair pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Jack Wilson now pitching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Warren Houston. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Harry Kelly. Len Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.